Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have very special guests on the show. Eugene, Audra, how are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Awesome.
Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah, everything's going great here on my end as well. Thank you very much for asking and for being on the show. I know you have a lot of things to do. Really appreciate this. Now, of course, just to let you know, we have a lot of listeners who are business owners, of course, just like yourselves. So we need your help here real quick. Can you tell us something about yourselves and what you do in the business?
Sure. So I'm Audra, and I work alongside my partner, my business partner. He's also my partner in life, Eugene. He's a broker. I'm a realtor. And we own the Vision Real Estate Group out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. So how long have you been doing real estate for both?
Oh, for, let's say, 10 years plus together.
Wow. So really a lot of experience working in the real estate realm then. How about working with someone virtual, though? Just like what you're doing with your CyberBacker. Is this a first time?
So, yes, this is the first time.
Okay. So for both of you, it's first time?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So let me ask, was it a big transition or was it a big change? I mean, now I know in real estate, we're all kind of used to working with people that we meet most of the time in an office or just personally there. Now everything's going a bit more virtual. So was it a big change at all for you both?
It was not. So, well, Eugene and I, just a little bit about our background, mm-hmm. It was not a big change for us. And while our CyberBacker is new to us from a virtual experience, we're both from IT background.
Oh.
That's what we did in our former life. So that aspect of it was not new to us. So no, really smooth transition.
Smooth transition. Good to know about that. Now, talk to me more then about your CyberBacker. What's it like working with her every day?
She is awesome. She's a real self-starter. Mm-hmm. We call her Cole. There are so many times where she takes the lead. For example, we have weekly calls with our CyberBacker. Today was that day. And she just really helps to keep us on task, on track, and is always presenting us even with ways in which we can streamline our business.
Gosh, so really found a perfect partner right there. Am I right?
We absolutely. We wouldn't trade her.
Now, talk to me more about the beginning of the partnership. I mean, during the interview phase, what was it about her? Was it something special about her that you really wanted to work with her during that interview phase?
Her personality, it felt like it worked well with ours. I can say her personality aligned well with ours. Some of her goals, her personal goals, seemed to align, her vision aligned with the Vision Real Estate team's vision. It was just a perfect match.
So right then and there, you already knew that Cole was the one for you and your team.
Oh, absolutely. I was nudging Gene. Gene was nudging me. We're like, this is it.
Perfect partnership, a perfect start, I mean, to the partnership right there. Now, how about tasks though? Does Cole do something different for you, Audra, and something different for Eugene, things like that? So, talk to me about that.
She typically, the tasks that Cole handles for us are for the team. So nothing different for Eugene or I, but yeah.
What does she mainly focus on? Because we have a lot of CyberBackers that focus on, others focus on social media, on transactions here and there, some marketing here and there. How about for you and your team? What does she focus on?
So marketing and marketing from a social media perspective. Social media. And then there's our kind of managing our CRM. She's certainly taken a deeper dive into that in 2024.
Okay. So how did it start, though? Because I know that sometimes social media could be very personal for business owners, that sometimes they have their own different styles here and there. How do you provide feedback, or how would Cole know what she would post? Things like that. How does that work?
So Cole actually plans a content calendar for us, or for the team, a weekly content calendar where if we have some videos that she's edited, in some cases we edit them or have provide video for her, but however that happens, she posts that content in a weekly content calendar for us to approve, or we can say that this needs work, for example, but that's done weekly.
Okay. So really having planned out everything between you and Nicole then. Now, how about the partnership? I forgot to ask this earlier. How long have you been working together with your cyber backer?
I would say since September, maybe, of 2023.
September 2023. So my math's right. So less than 4 to 5 months. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. So fairly new partnership right there then.
Yeah.
Also curious, what makes this partnership work? What makes this partnership you have with Cole very successful in just a short amount of time?
You know, I would say that it's the same as what makes most relationships work. Mm-hmm. I see it in our marriage, is communication. She is always available. I feel like there's a mutual respect that we have for each other, and we are able to communicate what she's able to communicate her needs to us and likewise.
Gosh, so really clear, concise, good communication with your cyber backer is key then to a successful partnership. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. How about you, Eugene? Any thoughts on that?
No, I completely agree. It's the communication that makes it all work, because if we didn't have that when it came to things that we may want to change or she wanted to help us improve upon, we wouldn't have that line of communication.
Absolutely, I agree with you there. So 100% really communication, one of the core factors in a successful virtual partnership.
Yeah.
How about challenges, though? I know it's only been a few months that you've been working with her, but of course, these challenges could be part of growth, right? Opportunities for growth in the partnership. So have there been any challenges so far working with your cyberbacker?
My major challenge with our cyberbacker is that she, and to some, this probably wouldn't even sound like a challenge. Mm-hmm. For example, recently I pinged her. So Cole actually created a team space for us to work in, a Google team space, and that's how we are constantly connected. Mm-hmm. So I posted something that was not during her working hours that I expected her to see the following day. And she responded to that chat.
Wow.
Outside of her working hours.
Wow.
And I'm like, hold, no. You do not have to respond. This was meant for you to respond when you get to work or during your normal business hours. You are under no obligation to respond to us outside of your normal working hours. So it's her. She's really driven, really wants to do a great job, and we appreciate that, but we know how important balance is.
Of course.
So if there's anything, we certainly want her to have that balance and enjoy her downtime.
Yes, absolutely agree with you there. How about you, Eugene? Any experiences right there that you can share?
No, I think that's the nail on the head right there.
Same experiences, and you got a rock star cyber backer right there.
Oh, we love Cole.
Don't worry, I don't think she would want to work with anyone as well. Just great feedback from her as well. Now, one last question while I still have you here, for both of you, of course. What's been the biggest impact of virtual leverage in your everyday professional lives so far?
Oh my goodness.
I guess it's just the time we have to do the other tasks that we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the interactions with our database that we don't have to worry about, mm-hmm. and some of the marketing we don't have to take the time to dive into, gives us time to focus on some of the higher level things that we need to do on a daily basis.
So really being able to focus on the things that matter the most while having someone that you can trust to, I mean, to do the things that have to be done, but you don't have the time to do, something like that. Am I right?
Correct.
Yes. Now, one last thing, of course, since this is going to be posted online, your cyberbacker Cole is going to be able to listen and watch this. So before we go, would you want to give her a quick message or a quick shout out on the show?
Just thank you so much, Cole. We really do appreciate everything you do for us. And we're looking forward to working with you for a long time.
So Cole, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being such a beacon of light on our path. Thank you for greeting us each day with a virtual smile. And thank you so much for making such a difference in our business in such a short period of time. You are truly appreciated.
Here we go. Now, we are very, very excited to seeing the continued success of this partnership. And of course, Eugene Otter, thank you very much for being on the show today. I had fun talking to you guys.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.